If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you weekly by ubeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. We'll talk emergency room theatrics, so to speak, coming up at 35 past the hour with our guest, Dr. Robert Slay. He's the chief ER physician for Marina Del Rey Hospital in California. He's written scripts for television, starred in Untold Stories of the ER, and he'll talk about that. He'll talk about some of the working experiences in the emergency room, plus more on his book called The Battle Buddy Diet. He wrote it with his wife, who is also a physician, Dr. Robert Slay, at 35 minutes after the hour. Before we went into the break, you were talking, Dr. Mike, about the vegan sofrita at Chipotle, and then we got into the break, and you didn't have a chance to kind of expand on that a little bit.
Right. Well, this is a true vegan dish that is made by Chipotle, but instead of having anything else with it, like cheese or eggs or something like that, it uses, if you will, tofu. And so it's a tofu-filled sofrita. And it is, in fact, said to be the first fast food vegan meal that isn't a veggie burger or a salad. It costs around rice and beans in a bowl wrap or burrito. It's about $6.50 at their 1,450 restaurants nationwide. It seems a little more pricey.
Yes, it does.
Than most things.
Yeah.
And obviously there should be a nice profit on it because the ingredients are less pricey.
Why don't you lower the price? We talked about this before with healthy food. Lower the price, sell more in volume, and make this, if not more money, the same amount of money. Profit would be the same. Why? All the healthy stuff's more expensive than the fast food stuff.
It doesn't make much sense to me, especially because the healthy stuff costs less to make.
I don't get it. That's crazy. Yeah, right.
I mean, the ingredients, no, I don't know full cost of making it, but the ingredients are less expensive ingredients.
What's a sofrita?
It would be annoying. You know, I don't actually know other than it's a, it looks like a burrito to me.
Okay. Let's call it a vegan burrito. Vegan sofrita. Maybe that's something that's special to the Chipotle restaurant chain. Instead of calling it a burrito, they'll call it a sofrita to make themselves stand out.
Do you know the answer to that?
What, sofrita?
Yeah.
It's a burrito. I believe you. It's a burrito. I'll call it a burrito, right? Is it a burrito?
I don't know. It looks to me like it tastes... Okay. Someone brought me one.
Oh.
It looked to me like a... And here's what it is. I now have Googled it, if you will. A sofrito is a Spanish word referring to a culinary combination of aromatic ingredients which have been cut in very small pieces.
All right. Is that a burrito?
It looks to me like a burrito.
All right. The Bloomberg soda ban was overturned by a judge. How about that?
Yeah, apparently they thought there wasn't enough data to prove Mayor Bloomberg's point.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, by the time we get enough data, the country will be bankrupt and only judges will have jobs. And I don't mean that. I mean, that's a little extreme, obviously. But what we really do mean is that if chronic disease is increasing enough and the medical costs are increasing enough in this country, that we're either going to have rationing or we're going to have a cram down like we had with the sequester on social programs, on education, and even on research and defense, because we aren't cutting medical costs.
But isn't Bloomberg's edict the cram down in a way?
Say it again.
Isn't Bloomberg's edict of banning soda a cram down?
Yeah, except if you really want it, you can get 2 16-ounces
right.
instead of a 32-ounce.
Right.
So what he's trying to do is up the conversation so we understand that medical costs for the city of New York are going to limit social services and education in New York City. Medical costs for our federal government are limiting education, are limiting social programs, are limiting the research spending, are essentially, we're eating our seed corn by having chronic disease. It isn't that the medical establishment is charging too much. That's a little bit of the problem, but a small part of it. It isn't that we're aging too fast. That's a small part of the problem, significant but small. The major part, 80% of the problem, is that we have too much chronic disease, and we have too much chronic disease because we're eating too much, not exercising, still having too much toxins like tobacco, and not managing our own stress.
I think you said one of the reasons he did that was to begin to discussion about this and get people talking about it. Which is, I think, good. Should be talking about it and, you know, getting all as much available information and facts as humanly possible. But I don't think there was much debate on it. I think he just did it, and there wasn't, wasn't a lot of debate on it. And if his intent was to get discussion going, there wasn't much discussion. It was like, he made it a law, you know. So I think maybe his way about going about it was a little bit too forward, and there wasn't a lot of debate about the issue, and I think there should be.
So what you think now, and in fact, the more debate, maybe people will realize, but it's pretty tough to, how do I say it? It seems to me pretty tough to get this, the debate going and us making changes in a time frame that's appropriate. What do I mean by that, Joe? I mean that it's taken us 55 years to get smoking rates from, 45 or 50% of the general population down to 19%. If we're that slow with obesity, we will have a different society in America. And in fact, the whole world, we now have been overtaken in obesity rates by two countries, which is really astonishing. Mexico and Australia have overtaken us, and New Zealand. I always think of Australia and New Zealand as healthy, but they're quickly moving up with us.
Mm-hmm.
to get as high a rate of obesity as we have.
Why are they emulating us?
Well, of course, they're following our diets. We've exported our fast food, and we've exported, high-calorie, high-sugared meals, and the taste of sugar and lack of physical activity, more games, more staying put on your smartphone and not moving around.
Yeah, I mean, we are subject to exploitation of all this stuff. McDonald's recently came out with their quarterly report, and they found out that the healthier, being healthy they are, really weren't selling well and not really contributing to the bottom line and not increasing their profits, whereby the other stuff that's cheaply priced is doing pretty well for them. But again, I guess that goes back to the issue of, if you've got something that's cheap and you've got something that's more expensive that may be even more healthy, then, the economy being where it is, I think people will opt for the cheaper food than they will the healthier food. Even, I guess if it was a little more competitive priced, I think maybe people would think about it. But, they're saying it's not selling in their fast food places, and they're not going to spend as much time promoting it anymore because people don't seem to want to gravitate toward that.
Joe, we ought to talk at least about the scientists discover another cause of the bee deaths. There's this...
Yep.
Bee problem with colony collapse disorder. Turns out when they've looked at the bees, what they're eating, it tends to have a lot of fungicide and pesticide on it, the pollen that they're getting. And apparently those pesticides and fungicides make the bees vulnerable to a parasite that appears to be associated with this colony collapse disorder. So we're not sure, but it means we're probably all getting these pesticides and fungicides in pretty good quantity if the bees are.
All right, we'll be back with our guest. He is Dr. Robert Slay. He's the chief ER physician for a hospital in California, works in the ER, and he'll talk about his Battle Buddy Diet, too. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.